This is the Boston Cast for Sunday, December 18th, 2005. Guys, strap in. I've got a great show for you today. Hey guys, it's Matt back with another great edition of the Boston Cast. This is your place to find in-depth analysis on all Boston sports. Please visit www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com. And guys, email me, thebostoncast@yahoo.com. Alright, I've got a great show for you today. I have a great email from Scotty I'll read later in the show. But, why don't we jump right into some news. Alright, we had a couple games going on last night in all of our teams' divisions. First of all, let's go to some Celtics games. First, their previous game, the Celtics did in fact lose again, 118-86. Not a great game. I mean, just another great loss. I mean, a couple of people on the Bulls scored a season high 24 points, Sneatley and Duhon scored 22. Hot shooting. I mean, they just had a great game. The Chicago Bulls, 118 points is quite a lot. Especially against the Celtics defense. It was really stepped up a couple games ago. But anyway, Sweetney was 10 from 13 from the field and grabbed 7 rebounds. I mean, I got a lot to talk about the Celtics later in the show and all our teams with that email from Scotty. But Ricky Davis scored 21 points and Paul Pierce had 20, but they're only two Celtics, and they're the only two Celtics in double figures. France, not a great game. I mean, Doc Rivers, as Scotty says, is really, he's doing pretty good. But anyway, that's pretty much it for the recap on that game. The Celtics' next game is Monday, tomorrow, December 19th, 7:30 p.m., back in Boston to face the Warriors. They trailed by 9 at the half, fell further behind in the third, and they could not stop the Bulls. I mean, the Bulls' offense just jumped on every ball they could get, and the defense just grabbed all the boards. I mean, they had, like, no offensive rebounds, the Celtics, and they didn't have, like, many fast break points. It was just a disappointing game. Really stepped down today, but, as I said, Pierce and Davis only two to reach double figures. Even though France didn't get there, it wasn't a great game, but I don't want to stick on this too long. I've got a bunch of news to cover today. But anyway, why don't we go with some Red Sox news? Red Sox? Oh, the Red Sox. The Red Sox had an interesting day yesterday. As I said in yesterday's podcast, Hoyer and Charrington are taking over the GM duties. Marte is searching for a stroke in winter ball. I mean, Andy Marte is not finding his offensive swing. I mean, he's just in his in the Dominican Winter League. Thursday, the highly touted third base prospect acquired from Atlanta in the Edgar Renteria trade was batting .234 in 33 games with 2 homers and 9 RBIs. The right-hander batter is trying to cut down on his strikeouts. I mean, having been fanned 18 times in 111 at-bats. The Red Sox believe Marte likely will begin the season with AAA Pawtucket, but could make his Boston debut probably later in 2006. Utility infielder Alejandro Machado, who made his debut in Boston in September, is getting plenty of work at shortstop for Caracas in Venezuela League. In 32 games, the switch hitter is batting .256 with 1 homer and 16 RBIs. He also is struggling with strikeouts, 20 in 129 at-bats. Infielder Raul Nieves is hitting .246 in 20 games for the Ponce Lions of Puerto Rican Winter League. The switch hitter, who turns 27 on New Year's Day, was drafted as a shortstop but has played 14 of his 22 games so far this winter at third base, making only 2 errors. On the pitching front, lefty reliever Mike Bomaté has been dominant in 27 appearances in Venezuelan League. He has allowed just 1 earned run in 11 and a third innings. That's a 0.79 ERA, if I calculated correctly. Facing 44 batters and allowing just 4 hits. He has fanned 12 by walking 6. Another reliever enjoying success in the Venezuela League is right-hander Edgar Martinez. In 11 and one-third innings for Asiente Pastora, I'm having trouble with these names, Martinez has allowed just 3 runs, 2 earned, compiling a 1.59 ERA. He has lost his only decision. Right-hander Luis Mendoza has appeared in 17 games as a reliever for Nahova in the Mexican League. Earning his win and his only decision, Mendoza has an 8.35 ERA, and batters are hitting 304 against him. He's not doing great. We'll see what evolves with him, but some good news. I mean, trying to cut down his strikeouts, Andy Marte, I think he'll be a good prospect, but yes, as I said before, I think he will not start with Boston, but will, in fact, come up later in the year. I mean, Mark Loretta in there at second base, that is just great. That was a great pickup because we needed a second baseman real bad. And with Bill Miller shipped out, Marte is a great prospect at third base. So we'll see what they start the year with. But anyway, that's pretty much it for Red Sox news. Why don't we jump to some Bruins news right now? The Bruins had a disappointing game yesterday. They lost by a score of 3-0. It was just not a great game. What can I say? 3-0. I don't know. Marky Kripsnoff stopped 26 shots in his 5th shutout of the season as the Calgary Flames beat the Boston Bruins 3-0 on Saturday night. Rookie defenseman Dion Phaneuf, Tony Amonte, and Stephanie Yelly, sorry I pronounced it wrong, scored for the Flames, who played for the first time since defeating Ottawa 2-1. A week earlier, the Bruins returned to the TD Bank North Garden on Thursday, December 22nd, when they host the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, yes, the next game is the 22nd, 3 days before Christmas, back home in Boston, against the Toronto Maple Leafs, 7 p.m. And then, look, it shifts right back up. They just, Boston up to Toronto. The next game is in Toronto on the 23rd, 7 p.m. It's like 24 hours from the start time in Boston. They're back in Toronto, same game. So, we'll see what they can get. If they can split that, I'd be happy. That's better than their average right now. I mean, they're not even 500 now, so I'd be happy if they can split that. But if they can win two, I would, like, shout in joy. But anyway, that's pretty much it for news on the Boston Bruins. As I already recapped this yesterday, there hasn't really been any involvements in the Patriots news. I'll just recap what I said yesterday on the show. Sorry for a repeat. 28-0 win against the Buccaneers. Great game. If you want to hear the full after-game, post-game, I covered maybe 3 minutes of Patriots at just this after-game on yesterday's podcast. I think it's 2/3 of the way through. Check that out. Great game. Patriots scored 7 in the first, 14 in the second, and 7 in the fourth to lift them to a 28-0 game. Check out yesterday's podcast for more on that game. All right, guys, we're already at 8 minutes here, but this is going to be a short podcast. But that's pretty much it that I've got for news for you guys. But well, hey, why don't we check out this email that Scotty sent me? I'm going to read the whole thing to you. Great guy. Scott has been entered in the holiday drawing, so you are in, Scott. We've got about 20 people in there now, so keep on sending me the stuff, thebostoncast@yahoo.com. Just send me your feedback to be entered. All right, guys, he says, I'm a new listener, and I wanted to say I enjoy your podcast. I posted a comment on the forum, so check that out later. Again, guys, the forum is www.tbcforum.blogspot.com. Got a ton of posts there, so check that out. And then Scotty goes on to say, I do have some feedback topics regarding the content of this show. First, Celtics. I'm from San Antonio, and I love my Spurs, but occasionally check out the Celtics are doing because I like their team. I would say I know a lot of basketball, and I know a good team when I see one. Comments on the Celtics. Blount and friends have gone through slumps lately to where both of them have been benched. To bench your starting front court, not even at the halfway mark of the season, says something about the team. Kendrick Perkins and Al Jefferson did well in Blount and LaFrance's absence. I've always been a fan of Al Jefferson. Personally, I think he should start. Also, I think Doc Rivers is a good coach. He's shown that he's not afraid to bench their starters if they don't produce. This is a good sign of discipline. His question is, who should start in the front court? I completely agree with you with Al Jefferson in place for Blount and the Friends. Perkins, he's done an okay job lately. Let's see, Paul Pierce, Ricky Davis, and I don't know who I'd put in for the fifth spot. You guys tell me. But they've got a couple of young prospects there. Maybe I'd throw in the Friends in a different formation, but two centers, I don't know. But probably not likely. Guys, I'm not sure about this one. Guys, post your comments on the forum what you guys think should be the starting five for the Celtics. I'm positive that Ricky Davis and Pierce should be in there, as well as Jefferson. They just had marvelous seasons. They're great players. I mean, Pierce is all-star caliber. Ricky Davis averaging like 20.1 points a game. Great season for them. But anyway, I don't want to stay on that comment topic for too long. He's got a ton of info in here, but let's go to some Red Sox. Second, the Red Sox. A deal has been discussed about Red Sox acquiring center fielder Coco Crisp in exchange for relief pitcher Guillermo Moto and third baseman prospect Andy Marte. This might be possible for the Indians if they can sign Nomar Garcia-Parra to play outfield. This probably means that Damon won't be re-signed. Another deal has starting pitcher Bronson Arroyo to Seattle for center fielder Jeremy Reed. At first, Seattle wanted Matt Clement for Jeremy Reed, but if Seattle signs starting pitcher Jared Washburn, they won't have the money to afford Clement. Between now and your next podcast, these deals might happen or not. Yes, they may. I'm going to do the podcast today, so they obviously haven't happened yet, but I will talk about them whenever they pop up. But I think those are deals. I'm still amazed at the fact that Nomar might play outfield. I mean, I've heard it before, but Nomar might play outfield, or I'll say first base. Not for the Indians, but for other teams. I'm trying to get him for first base. It's crazy. Nomar has hands like... He's like a vacuum cleaner. But, I mean, center fielder Coco Crisp in exchange for Guillermo Moto and Thurston prospect Andy Marte, I think that's a okay deal because they dumped Damon. I love Damon, but, I mean, you know what? That trade isn't that bad. I mean, it is, as Scotty says, I would love it if they would re-sign Damon. The Crisp Moto Marte trade isn't that bad. Boston would get a center fielder who is a leadoff hitter with speed, but at the same time, they get rid of their best prospect and relief pitcher. I thought that they needed help in the bullpen. Why are they giving away Moto? The second trade, Arroyo, for Reed doesn't sound bad. Sox have depth as starting pitching, but this, of course, means Sox won't re-sign David. Hey, maybe they can get Roger Clemens back in. There have been rumors about that for their starting pitchers. They can get rid of Bronson Arroyo. I don't personally love Bronson Arroyo, but it's not horrible. But what should the Red Sox do, given their options? Is it better for the Red Sox to sign Damon? That's his question to me. I say that the Marte, Moto Crisp deal is great, as you said before, because Crisp does have speed. Damon has got a huge salary. I don't know about Crisp right now. I don't know it off the top of my head, but Damon's like, I don't know. It's pretty big, but dumping him and getting Crisp would be really a key thing to do, but I don't know who would sign Damon. I'm sure there's a bunch of teams. I mean, maybe even the Yankees would sign Damon, but I think the Crisp Moto Marte deal is great. I mean, as I said before, Marte is struggling with his strikeouts. Marte's not that good. I mean, Moto's excelled, but that's what you're going to pay for a top prospect like Crisp. So I don't think it sounds that bad. And the Reed thing for Arroyo, it's interesting, but if they can get Crisp instead of Reed, I'd be a lot happier and not get rid of Arroyo. But I still think they should sign Roger Clemens to get him back in there. But thanks for the feedback, Scotty. As I said before, you have been entered in the holiday raffle. And sounds like I have some good ideas. Keep posting on the forum, guys, tbcforum.blogspot.com, and visit our fan site, which I said in the previous podcast has so many ways for you guys to subscribe to the show with the new news aggregators and stuff, aggregators, and just great. I mean, check out the previous podcast to see if you are, if you have the software that you can use to subscribe to the show instead of just visiting the MP3 site, which is thebostoncast.blogspot.com. But guys, check out the fan site, www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com. And guys, thank you for the email, Scott, again. And guys, about the holiday raffle, just check out the previous podcast for a ton of details. I don't want to ramble on about that today because I already did that yesterday. But I've got some great prizes. I mean, iPod Shuffle, t-shirts, stickers, all this cool stuff. So check it out. Just send me your feedback, thebostoncast@yahoo.com, to be entered. And just send me your feedback, period, even if you don't want to be entered. But thanks, guys, for listening to this show of The Boston Cast. I will be back on Wednesday. And, guys, I'm going to throw in this new host idea probably next weekend. For once every month, I'll probably bring in my friend to help analyze some of this some of these trade rumors. And I got a great comment from Scotty on the form as well. Let me just bring that up right here. Great idea. He says that I should do some college sports. I think that is marvelous. Doing the college sports would really up our listenership too. I mean, guys, we already have 1,010 listeners. Thank you for staying subscribed, long-term subscribers. And you guys, welcome to the podcast. You'll find tons of cool stuff here. But anyway, on the forum post, he wrote that he thinks it would be a great idea to put some BU sports in there. I think that is awesome, awesome idea. So let me just read his post to you right now. First, I just wanted to say that I'm a new listener and I enjoy listening to your podcast. I'm not sure if you had mentioned this one in your latest podcast, but I think including Boston College sports is a good idea to comment on more news and expand your audience. NCAA Hockey East would be a great start, especially the BU Terriers. Go BU. I'm not sure how many college kids listen to the show, but I found rather hard to find college hockey podcasts. Great idea. I'm going to throw some of that stuff starting in 2006. If you guys have any great websites that you have info on any of your hockey teams, please email them to me, thebostoncast@yahoo.com. And guys, I said this in the previous podcast, I'm going to start be doing a U.S. update episode. Maybe it's going to be like 45 minutes long, but once monthly starting in 2006. Lots of stuff starting in 2006. Once monthly, I will do a whole wrap-up of the whole sports stuff that's going on in the United States. So that should be a long podcast. That should be a good podcast. But guys, great podcast. Keep listening, guys. And the holiday raffle again is on December 25th. A special holiday thank you to you guys. All right, guys, thanks for listening. This is Matt from the Boston Cast. Email your comments, questions, feedback, anything you got, thebostoncast@yahoo.com. Please visit www.thebostoncastfansite.blogspot.com. See you guys. I will see you on Wednesday. Peace.